Current podcast.
Current podcast.
Current podcast. Find us everywhere you listen to podcasts. Now you get to see what it takes to create something for y'all to listen to and watch. Hope y'all appreciate it. Let's get it.
Even more funny about it was that a meme took me there to go see the standings. Because I saw a meme that was like, it had the picture of that guy, the kid that got accused of that shit with the minor and then the other player and then some other players and the coach. And I was like, nah, bro, these guys are not number one in the West. And then I go to ESPN and I look, I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. And then I look down at the Lakers and I'm like, dog, we're in 10th, dog. How the hell are we in 10th? And
it's crazy because when I saw that is when they posted something about where Phil Jackson's theory about being at 40 wins before 20 losses. And right now I believe it's them, the Timberwolves, the Bucks, and the Celtics, I believe, that are all, those are like the teams, and the Nuggets that have 40 wins before 20 losses. That constitute an elite team, according to Phil Jackson. You know? 40 wins before 20 losses. And there is a record I saw that the last 10 teams that have won the championships have had that record. Like they've had that record before they've got 40 wins before getting to 20 losses. So it was like a couple teams that haven't, but the majority of them won. Like one of the teams recently that didn't have that record and still won the title was the Bucks, their recent one. Interesting. But all the other ones have mainly been like that. Man, I still feel though that like a few years or down the road, they're gonna say that LeBron was on steroids, bro. This guy has got to 40,000 points, dog. 36 years old. I just think the longevity has to be questioned at some point.
You really gonna put that on LeBron?
Yes.
To be the one that's gonna get like uncovered. To
the reason I say it is just because ever since that. This statement of fact, if you will, if it is, of LeBron spending $1 million in his body yearly, like that to me made me question things a little more. Just because it's like when in the world that we live in with USADA, with that other dude, the biker, what's his name? Armstrong?
Mm-hmm. Lance Armstrong.
So his story was that they sampled his blood way later on, and then they found out his stuff, right?
And then they figured out that the top 15 riders in cycling all took mm-hmm. it.
But it was because technology had advanced advanced such a way to the point where whatever methods they were using to cover it up. So I'm like, let's just say he's spending $1 million to be able to cover up something like that. You know what I mean? Like, and then in the future, not just him, but either maybe UFC athletes get, you know,
nah, because like that. If we're really gonna go to that extent, then I'm gonna throw this curveball at you. The reason why I don't think he'd ever be uncovered is because he's playing ball, quote unquote. So,
but there's been players in the league that have been suspended and damn near banned for having
playing ball.
Wasn't it OJ Mayo recently?
Yeah, was he playing ball?
Wasn't he?
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of metaphorically speaking.
He was in the league, or was he balling?
No, playing ball as in like play ball, like go do what they're telling you to do type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Like, and
does he follow the orders?
Exactly. Is he the poster child?
And OJ Mayo probably at one point was like, "Nah, I'm gonna do what I want to do."
There's someone else in a different sport right now that just
there's certain people that. Who? Oh yeah, the soccer player. What's his name? Pogba. That guy.
Paul Pogba.
And
his sucks because he's
saying that he didn't.
Yeah, he says he's gonna appeal. He got 4 years, but it sucks because by the time he's done with the 4 years, he's already gonna be 34. So like. MLS is going to be the thing for him. And in his prime, he was one of the best midfielders. He's a World Cup winner
with
France.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it sucks that his career.
But this is my question. Was he playing ball? Because
was he following the rules of the league?
No, the whatever. Like, did he say something that he wasn't supposed to say at one point? Did he tweet something? Did he?
Oh, he's known for being like
outspoken,
and being a bad boy.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so did
like,
he put a target on his back, basically?
Of course, okay. And that's what I feel like.
You guys have to
when we're talking about people getting pinched and stuff like that. Like it don't just come out. Well,
you guys have to look more into his story. I don't know it exactly. I've seen glimpses of it, but there's a whole rivalry and issue between him and his brother. And a lot of the claims is that what ruined him was his brother talking about him. And I haven't looked enough into it to know what exactly his brother had exposed of him and said about him.
Be the closest people to you.
For real.
But his brother's also... they say that his brother, from what I've seen, and I could be totally wrong, but from what I've seen is that they said that his brother has always been jealous because out of the three brothers, they all play soccer.
Okay, yeah, that's what I said.
But out of the three brothers, Paul was the only one that got fame.
Mm. But Paul is the only one. But another one of them played like in a top league, though, too, no?
Yeah, they did, but they just didn't get, like, for example, Paul came out of the academy at Man U.
Yes, I remember.
He then went to Juventus, and Juventus, he became a star. He came back to Man U. And then with Man U, he won just the Europa League. But the fact that he won a World Cup, like, that's one of the biggest things you can achieve as a soccer player.
Yeah.
To win a World Cup. Not everybody gets to achieve that. So, I mean, and the brothers, from, like I said, what I've seen surface level, is that he was kind of jealous of that.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah,
but going back to the LeBron thing.
Either it's Roy's bro or it's Illuminati, bro.
Because there's a difference between taking roids and taking testosterone, isn't there?
Performance enhancing, I think, would
isn't there a difference because roids does
something to your muscles and
there's like, testosterone as
that
well.
Does stuff for your recovery.
So I was just watching a podcast recently.
What do they call them? PEDs. Yeah,
that's performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah. I was watching a recently podcast with Rampage and Bradley Martin. They were talking about this. So he's talking about there's two types of steroids: anabolic and anabolic steroids, or something like that. And I think the anabolic one is about basically replacing your testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's essentially
like rage and all that shit.
Yeah, right? But it's essentially it's like it all has to do with your testosterone levels. Whenever you get popped for steroids is because you have an abnormal amount. Testosterone level. Yeah, exactly. So,
but this is my thing about like even like you're saying, if you think this man is doing this, at the end of the day, if he's spending that amount of money a year. When did he say that comment?
This comment, I remember hearing it, I think, before he came to the Lakers. So, when he was still with the Cavs.
Maybe 2019, 2018.
And then when I heard it reiterated again is when...
Counting for inflation, that's probably like $3 million now, right?
So,
$3 million a year on stuff that you... He's probably ahead of the curve of the testing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so it's like years from now, when technology and all that has advanced...
Who's to say...
That's why I bring up the Armstrong example, because he got popped.
Who's to say Michael Jordan wasn't? Who's to say that Kobe wasn't? Who's to... Like,
because no one can go down the list,
and then the thing that's crazy,
the way that I think about it,
look how they pinched Kobe
with Kobe,
they pinched him with a white girl that said had five pieces of different semen in her panties, and they still try to nail bro with her.
But with Kobe, the reason that like Kobe, unfortunately, at the end of his career, his body just completely broke down on him. Like this dude, a couple years ago,
but he still was going to Germany taking certain type of. Procedures that obviously aren't legal in the States. That's why it's not performed here. You got to go to Germany to do it.
Well, that's also like, for example, holistic medicine. It's not necessarily like...
What's holistic about going to Germany?
Well, because one thing that I heard
Bob Marley went to Germany, but it was...
From what I understood, a lot of his stuff, a lot of the stuff that he was getting done, like one of the treatments that he was getting done was... it was like a form of a cupping treatment. That they don't do here a lot. They do it more in Germany and stuff like that. That's why I bring up a holistic type of method and whatnot. But Yeah, his body broke down. But like, look at a couple years ago when LeBron just got here, his first couple years, like, he had that groin injury and all this stuff. And like,
come
right
on,
now,
we gotta
like,
go back to that. Hold on. The groin injury was all to get all those players out of here. So
what about his foot injury?
So he can get that. Yeah, was
he
more
went
of
to
a,
the best foot doctor, right?
That was more of an injury than the groin injury. The groin injury was a ploy to get the Lakers to do what he needed them to do.
To get AD and all that?
But the foot injury, they said that was something he should have been out for a long time. Mm-hmm. More all than right. what
so
he
then,
was out
for. And then besides with the 40K thing, he's the first player to ever reach 40K. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I know you guys have seen this video recently, and to me it was very far-fetched at first. And I think it still is very far-fetched in many ways. But in that video specifically that I saw, it was a conspiracy theory saying that this fool LeBron sacrificed Kobe to, you know, have what he has, all that stuff, whatnot. Because if you remember, that scene is when he wins the bubble championship, all that stuff. At first, I'm like, yo, this is like too much and all that, you know. And again, I still think it is too much. But in part of that conspiracy theory, they show a video of LeBron where it's like, bro, it does not look anything like LeBron. Like, as far as like, yeah, like at first glimpse, you're like, oh, that kind of looks like LeBron. But when you really like, just like, I took a screenshot of it. Like, dude looks like a straight deformed, abnormal version of LeBron and whatnot. And I'm just like, yo, that looks a little sus and a little crazy and whatnot. But then they also show in that video how like every time when LeBron before he plays, even right now with the Lakers, he'd be doing the triangle thing and all that stuff. So
That's how deep we're going with the.
I'm just saying he's going that deep to
bring up the conspiracy.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that. Remember the one
LeBron
I showed you
of the
LeBron clone where he did where it's like clearly this is not LeBron and it's like,
oh yeah, that was recently. I saw
remember
that. That was crazy.
That shit looked. It was a trip to me. So it's like, I'm not the one thinking that like, oh yeah, LeBron actually.
We're not the only people saying this, no, for sure.
But that clone, that one did trip me out. Like, yo, that looks a little weird.
Was that with the same one where later they had that kid that had said that at the game? Like, didn't you just sacrifice Kobe? Or
yeah, LeBron, it was with that same video altogether. Like, and then they show him doing the triangle thing always and all that stuff.
I mean, did you see Drake today in the morning? I sent it to the group chat where he was like, who left this in my shower? Now everybody, if somebody would have saw this, if a housekeeper would have saw this, a rumor would have started. Oh, Drake's showering and illuminating shea butter with cream or whatever, because that's what it was in the shower. And he was like illuminating, like he kept emphasizing, because like,
hey bro,
he evens hip to like people thinking.
I think Manny's brought this up before, but have you guys seen the thing that he's building in Toronto, like his shrine or whatever?
I have not.
So there's like supposedly something
like
in Toronto.
He's like a pyramid. Like he's making his own thing, kind of like the pharaohs.
It's like, yeah, it's like his resting place.
It's like what his song "Money in the Grave" is about.
Yeah, and then there's even like a room that only 21 Savage can go into there, and all that. So I'm like, little sus and all that stuff. You know what I mean? And that if you try to break in, there's like booby traps.
Is 21 like Usher to Diddy?
Something like that. But yeah, but 40K. Do you guys think he makes it to 50K?
Wow.
Or 45.
Wow.
45. Another 5K.
How many more years would he have to average to make it to 50K, bro?
That'd be crazy, right? Same.
At least 3-4 more years?
I would say 4 or 5 years.
So what about 45?
I don't think he...
He'll definitely end the year with like high 41s.
He might end his career with 42, 43.
How many more years do you guys think? Since he's on steroids,
I think 2 more years.
I think... He's not on steroids. I think he's on something, but it's not steroids.
I think 2 more years, man. I don't think it's necessarily that. Or the other thing is, what's that? The placenta? What are
he
those
turns
cells?
40 this year.
Oh, yeah. They eat that stuff.
But I forget those cells. What are they called? From the placenta.
Stem cells.
There you go. What if he's on that?
Who's to say?
Since we're just here, you know, talking, you know.
Yeah,
try to see. Well, get to the bottom of this.
And then also next year, there's no guarantee that Bronny comes to the league next year either.
Isn't he declaring? I saw something that he might declare.
Well, there's not for sure. He might spend another year in them. There is a mock draft that came out that had him like out of the first round, and then LeBron tweeted out like, "Oh, let the kid just play basketball." And that then he deleted the tweet. So there, it might be that he spends another year in college, you know, type of thing.
I think that's just a lot of weight to bear on his shoulders in the shadow of his father.
Yeah, and I think the other son is going to be better.
We shall see.
And then that's the sad part, that you had to partly compete like that
between brothers.
You might have to, just not even in.
Because to me, the middle child, I mean, he has better height. He has better height than Bronny. He moves more like LeBron, in my opinion. He might actually be better.
He's only a freshman, so we'll see.
Those dinner dates, I mean, those dinner lunches and dinner, like whatever, you have to just interact with the family, and then you have to like bring up what you're probably reading the headlines. Do they read that? Who knows? Because that's kind of like being pinned up against your brother over some basketball shit that it's like,
it's going to happen naturally because they're both playing in the sport.
Oh, for sure.
They're both kids of a legend of the sport.
Right.
So
that's what I'm saying. That's what sucks.
They're going to be pinned against each other always.
That's what
However, sucks. It's up to the brothers on how they present themselves. They can diffuse that by showing unity and by showing like, hey, between my brother and I, there's not that type of competition.
Yeah, and I think it's also
they
LeBron
can diffuse the matter.
LeBron as a dad also
However,
has to steer that for them.
Media too. Will always pin them together because they are the sons of a legend. The only way it dies down is, for example, if it doesn't work out for Bronny and he were to just leave, but then only one son makes it, then obviously, that comparison is not going to happen. But that's if they were to go that way. But if they both make it, the comparison is going to be there.
But I think they're both going to make it just because this is one of those biggest two you know type deals.
Do you guys think anybody reaches the 40K ever?
I mean, there's always every certain amount of years a phenomenon gets to pop out. We don't know. As of right now, if you were to ask me who in the league, no. But in the future, like if there's a phenomenon that comes out, it's always a possibility.
I think when we look at someone like Luka that puts up a lot of points.
But that's why I feel like his game is going to stretch out long. Like it's stretched out this far is because the game is what it is now, bro. It's not as physical as what it was when Kobe was playing even. So he can play a longer time because you're not putting so much strain on your body's why. Like the lane is open more or less. Like there's this last game, there's like times where they need a bucket and LeBron goes for a weird ass layup that I'm like, damn, bro, you're still doing this shit. But it's like easy basketball. So if you know how to play basketball, he's still going to be able to contribute.
Yeah. Out of all the players in the league, I think someone like him definitely, I think, can get to at least those high 30s and whatnot and close to it. And I just think just because of the way that the league is now and we have so much high scoring.
Well, how old is Luka, first of all? How many points does he have already?
I'd have to check, but I just...
You would have to check that to see if the argument has any...
From the young cats, that's the one that really comes to mind. After that, I couldn't tell you, Kevin Durant or someone like that's going to make it. Nah, maybe Devin Booker even too, because Devin Booker puts up... He averages a good amount of points, and he came into the league at, what, like 19 as well? Devin Booker was pretty young when he came in.
What about Tatum?
Tatum could too, possibly. But I definitely think someone like Devin Booker and one like that can definitely do it. Just again because of the way the league is.
It's just crazy to say that at one point in LeBron James' career, he was seen as a pass first player to now have the most points all time.
Didn't we say that he should probably end his career with first in almost everything, first assist, first in you know, like rebounds possibly too, because I mean every time one stat I saw recently, he's like third in Laker threes, which I know it's just Lakers, but it's still pretty crazy to think that he's only been here a couple years and he's already third place.
No, it's not a couple years, 5 years already, brother.
Damn it, that goes to the thing where it's like people think that 2020 was last year.
What
like,
COVID did to you.
How do you guys feel of this new UFC era? The era where Izzy, Volk, and Kamaru Usman are no longer champions.
Or Charles.
It's good. It's Charles. I think every
Every person gets their time.
Every industry also needs fresh meat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fresh attitudes, fresh faces, fresh.
Yeah, you need to have someone new be in charge, someone new that can give you a different perspective. Also, at the same time, it's some champions are not as marketable as other champions. So you also have to think about that. Like, how does this champion sell? What does he do? What does he talk about? Some of them are not as entertaining as others. So the fact that that changes helps also the sport.
Yeah, like, for example, Dustin Poirier is fighting this week, and he's fighting Benoit Saint-Denis. He's a French fighter, and he's an up-and-coming fighter right now. And I've seen a couple of his highlights in these last couple of days. And
He's a dog.
He reminds me somewhat of, like, Ilia Topuria, where he goes out there and he puts it on, you know, to his opponent. Reminds me of
that
whatnot.
One guy that's from Argentina. That's like
Anzanibo.
Yeah, uh-huh. They look similar too.
So it scares me for, like, a fighter like Dustin that we've been seeing him, like, for years in the UFC and whatnot. And you know his last.
So you really got this guy beating Dustin?
He's seeing a tough challenge, just like next month.
No, that's not what I asked.
Charles
you.
Is
I'm
also.
You. You think he's gonna beat Dustin?
Father Time is undefeated.
Look, if I'm being honest with you,
right now too. What do you think?
If I think he can beat him, will he? I don't think so. I hope not. I hope not, because I would like to see Dustin at some point.
So your
point.
Heart's with Dustin, but your money's on the kid.
Yes, exactly. Because
what you think?
Like I said, Father Time is undefeated.
And he's also coming off of a loss, too.
Who did he lose to again?
Justin Gaethje. That's when he lost in
Poirier, he's aged. I mean, I understand that we look at him in the
even
light.
Even Justin Gaethje, dude. These guys are...
We look at them in the light.
Charles Oliveira.
We look at them in the light of the years when they were, you know, living up to those matches in that glory. But we've always said it. Father Time is undefeated. He's getting to the older side. Yes, he might have experience.
35 versus 28.
But you got a kid who's hungrier, you know, to get into the division.
Is that what happened to Volk?
I think that's exactly what happened.
No, I don't think that's what happened
with
Volk.
You think that's exactly what happened?
No, I don't think it was that. No.
What do you think,
with
Manny?
Volk, I think the biggest mistake was fighting Islam last minute. Because getting knocked out like that by Islam last minute on a last minute fight affects him for the next fight, because you've been knocked out. Now, if he doesn't do that fight with Islam, I don't think the same thing happens. And it also kind of creates that environment where now they've seen you get defeated. Because before that, no one had seen, like,
What do you think? What did he say?
I will say that maybe if he doesn't fight Islam, I think he still gets beat by Topuria.
Oh,
I don't think he does.
I think that maybe the style that he lost might have been a little different, but I think that Topuria was coming one way or another.
What about?
I think that it just may have helped the storm a little better for Topuria, but at the same time, it's like. You see this guy's fights leading up to this, like, he was coming one way or another, you know what I mean? I do agree with you that, like, the Islam fight was a mistake, but part of this whole thing is it's a gamble, you know what I mean?
But given a camp, does the same thing happen?
With Islam? Possibly not, because we saw the first one go around and it wasn't like that. But I just still think that Topuria is just he's one of those forces that I feel is inevitable in that division.
But the argument, right, of why Islam was always very dependent to Khabib. In that fight, he didn't have Khabib in his corner. I'm sure after that, even though Khabib wasn't in his corner this time around, he did a lot of review. He told him, hey, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. You know, he got the feedback to figure out how to beat Volk. But that's why, for me, that taking that fight was a huge mistake, especially when you haven't even trained for it. It was a last-minute fight. He should have never done it. Because getting knocked out that way has consequences.
Yeah, I think
now
that
they've seen you get knocked
Volk,
out.
Volk, what he should have done was he should have just signed up to be the backup fighter So he could have been in training camp. He could have cut weight the right way. And then, because he talks about how he was drinking days before and all that type of stuff. So either way, I think that regardless of how it went down, we're in this era now where he's no longer the champion. And I think it's going to be very hard for him to get back to it. Just look at Max Holloway, even though he's won all, just about all of his fights after fighting Volkanovski for three times. He still hasn't gotten to that title shot.
Well, unfortunately,
that's because his levels in the game. Like,
yeah, unfortunately, with Holloway, Holloway is a volume fighter, as you know, and he doesn't have that power behind his punches. Unfortunately, he does. It's rare to see a knockout from him. So it's like, yeah, he defeats his opponent strategically, but it's more volume fighting is what he does. He has a beautiful style. But unfortunately, you don't see that power behind those punches.
Yeah, that's the thing. In the aspect that you don't see
him, even Volk knockout, like in the Volk aspect wasn't of a knockout artist.
No, and the Volk, Holloway,
Volk had like a chin.
Holloway,
but he had a chin, but he's not knocking people
even,
out.
Even left, though right. Holloway wasn't,
and
like,
it's just all styles. Like his style, like you said, the volume style.
Holloway, even though he was all necessarily style. Knocking people out, he was still finishing people though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And that's just that was one thing that when he hit Volk. He wasn't able to make those, like, he wasn't doing that anymore because Volk had more durability type of thing, you know what I mean?
Now let's be honest. In this sport that the UFC
I still think
is,
that second fight was Holloway's, by the way.
I feel like the best fighters are the ones that can talk, right? That can entertain you on the press conferences and all that. And this era that we're in, the reason why I feel like Ilia Topuria is so appealing is because he said something, he did it, and now he's on the other side of like, yo, what am I doing? I'm here. I'm gonna do it in Madrid now. I'm gonna do it this way and all that. So to see where he is, that's what made me jump on the bandwagon. But now it's like to reflect on who's done it in the past has been Conor, right? In the past before there, it was like Leo Machida would say certain things that he was gonna do and he did it. And then Anderson Silva would do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Chuck Liddell, Iceman. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this shit that I'm like, damn.
But yeah, all these guys you're talking about are all guys that were able to do that during their prime.
Mm-hmm.
And then father time comes around.
Nah, Chuck Liddell was a little older when he was doing it. Like, that era of those fighters, they were still up in age, but the sport was so young that you can do that.
Father time still undefeated.
No, no doubt. No fucking doubt. That's not a...
Especially when it comes to that sport specifically.
Yeah, and I just think that this new era, I think it's just good because, I mean, something that I noticed is that every 100 events, if you will, that the UFC puts on, it's like a change in the landscape of it. Because I was just watching that UFC 100 the other day, and, you know, the fighters that were, like, at the top then and, like, fighters that were, coming up, like... You know, it was way different. Even at 200, like, when you look at UFC 200, like, Conor's rise was, like, barely...
Poirier's first fight, right?
Yeah, like, that had already happened, but, like, I think Conor had just became the interim champion at UFC 196 or something like that when he beat Chad Mendes or something like that.
All right, question for you guys.
All that hype stuff.
If Khabib would have continued, would he have been defeated?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you.
Father time, man, right?
It's tough for me to give... Khabib, like, when we talk about, like, the greatest of all time, just because...
a
like,
lot of people say he fought people that weren't even UFC.
He had super... Like, there is one thing that I saw that, like, one of Ilia Topuria's fights, like, they compare, like, the records, if you will. And, like, a lot of the guys that he was fighting at the beginning, bro, were, like, 0-0 fighters. Like, fighters that you don't even know of in Russia and all this stuff. So, like, his record is inflated, is what they say. It's not like... Because once he got to the UFC and all that stuff, like...
He only had how many? Like five fights?
But doesn't that even speak about his greatness to have an inflated record of guys that you probably were like, these guys ain't shit. And then now you're fighting the best of the best and you manhandling them?
I like think that the three best that he fought in the UFC was Conor, Justin, and Dustin. But for example,
those are not like the top notch fighters of that era.
You know, that prime.
You know what sucks though is that right after that comes in Charles Oliveira and beats Dustin and Justin. In my opinion, way worse than Khabib did. Like The way that he beat,
and we but never that's got like to Styles, see it. Bro. That's what I'm saying. The Styles,
yeah, but
I'm
but
saying,
then, but we never got you to wanted see... to see that Charles and Khabib.
Yeah, Charles and Khabib.
No, because or... I feel like I saw that in Islam and Charles, and look what happened.
But that's Islam.
You know what I'm?
But that's
you know
like what I don't the like lineage.
About, you know what I don't like about that though, in a sense, is that I didn't like. I don't like that. What I like about Khabib, for example, Khabib fought just about all his fights were here in Vegas. I think he fought his last fight against Justin was the only one he did in Abu Dhabi.
I would say that's taxes.
Islam wants to go. Like what? That's one thing I didn't like about Islam is that he was willing to hold up his division to get all the way to October to fight Leon at 170. When I'm like, bro, you're holding up your division. Like, what the hell are you doing? Type of stuff. Like, that's one thing that I like. That Khabib at least fought more often. You could say he fought here in Vegas because I feel like Charles and Islam should have been a Vegas fight. And I just feel like that when you fight in Abu Dhabi, especially as a Muslim and stuff like that, I just feel like
home court advantage,
huh?
Home court advantage,
yeah, bro. You know what I mean? That's one thing that I personally don't like. But for example, we're talking about this new era. Charles Oliveira fights Armand Tusiki next month. That's another fight that he's fighting.
I see a photo. Who is this Armand?
He's Armenian.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Because I'm like, I don't know.
He's a top fighter. He's a top fighter.
Yeah, he's an up and coming fighter. I'm like, man, this division is a lot different.
The Armenian people are really backing him up. Like they want to see if he can become a champion.
Question of the hour, though, Chito or Sean?
Question of the hour or question of the week?
Of this hour that we
so
have.
Does Sean get his revenge or does Chito take the belt?
I heard that Chito didn't have a good camp.
Aljamain Sterling said that, but I don't know how credible that is.
That he didn't have a good camp this time around?
Yeah. That Chito didn't, but
I don't know. The last time I saw Chito, his last fight wasn't that all that.
He wasn't that great in the last fight.
It was like something was wrong. Something was up. And if that's the Chito that's gonna show up, damn.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is what type of
but
Chito's
if he's like
up.
On this tip, like I beat your ass.
Or
once.
If he's gonna be the Chito when we saw him in San Diego.
But that's fire.
Last year he won both his fights, fire. Both by decision.
Huh?
Last year he won both his fights, both by decision. The year before that, he knocked out Dominic Cruz.
The guy he beat by decision, the fight was still boring as fuck.
No, I'm just saying. Like I'm just giving you his record as of the last. His last loss was to Song Yadong in 2020. That was after the Sean O'Malley fight. And Song Yadong's fighting Peter Yan this weekend as well. But ever
Peter
since
Yan
then,
bro,
Song Yadong is some shit. Song Yadong might just...
Peter Yan's kind of been on a...
He might just put the brakes on Peter Yan completely like, and just be like, you're about to become a prelim fighter.
Shadow
like,
realm.
Bro, I'm serious. Like, Song Yadong is
He's a top prospect.
He's not a no joke. But Martin Vera has just been on a tear. I mean, not that Sean O'Malley hasn't. He's the champion right now. But I just feel like...
Well, last time the nerve gave out, right?
Yeah, and that's something that I was... Did you watch the PBD podcast?
I was watching it. I didn't finish it.
I didn't finish it. I think I got maybe 30 minutes in. He talks about that fight, and he talks about how... he's like, what are the chances that... Like, I've had so many fights after that, and nobody else has hit that... The leg in that exact spot and the exact nerve give out.
Ooh, so, what are the chances of Marlon hitting it there again?
You know?
What if he's been practicing that kick?
But like...
So he's saying that it's illegal?
Well, no, he was just saying that like... He's like, what are the chances that like that happens again or like... Or that it's
that
happened
Marlon
again.
That Marlon kicks him again in the same way
was like,
and
that,
it affects the nerve.
That nerve, what happened, he said it was such a rarity that he doesn't see it happening again. But given that we're talking about Styles and all this and whatnot, Chito's about to have his first title shot. I don't see him coming out, in a sense, lackluster or nothing like that. He's definitely the type of fighter that, from what I've seen when we went to go see him in his other fights, he's the fighter that's just walking you down most of the time.
Trying to pick you apart.
We are waiting for you to just waiting for that right spot to like... To just go off, because that's what I saw in Dominic Cruz. He was waiting for the right pop, bro. Kicked him, and then it was a wrap. You know, because
does he take a lot of damage in that time span of him waiting to see when he's in a strike?
Not necessarily. Dominic Cruz didn't really do much as far as visible, noticeable damage like that. Now, like,
because Sean Manley's gonna be throwing him, and then It's crazy because then now Sean O'Malley's also talking shit about Ryan.
This is another thing. And this is another fun fact about Chito. Chito has never been knocked out or put down on his ass in any fight. So he's never been knocked down either.
That's what we said about Volkan. Volkan put down twice already, so.
Yeah, but Chito is not coming off of a head kick loss or nothing like that. So this is one of these fights, man, that Sean has recognized that this is not going to be an easy fight for him. He's, in his opinion, Aljamain was his toughest one. But one thing that he was giving credit to when it comes to Chito was that he's probably the most durable fighter of all the ones he's fought. Meaning that he compared it to like what Nick and Nate would do, that like they can get beat up for five rounds and then in the last round they come out and put it on you and it's over. So I think with Chito, it's one of those situations where like if Sean O'Malley messes up or he makes a mistake, it could be costly for him.
Who you got?
It's tough because
bueno, pues,
you're talking about how he's talking about one thing about Sean O'Malley in this fight is that I feel like he's already looking past Chito. He's talking about Ryan.
Dígame.
He's talking about Ilya.
Why is he trying to fight Ilya?
They've been talking about each other. They've both been talking about each other. That Ilya will go down to 135 and fight him. So that's why for me it's like he's already looking past Chito, and I'm like, don't look past the person that's beat you before already. Type of stuff.
Beat him
so if I'm being honest with you, what I would want to happen?
Let's start with that. Let's stop with that because like you let that last one slide.
No hypotheticals, bro.
Who do you want to win?
Who are you putting your money on?
Fuck you guys. I asked both of you guys first before I started this conversation.
So Chito,
you guys
put your money.
What do you got? I asked both of you guys.
I have never been asked this question. When I brought up
Chito and Marley, I asked, this is the question, the thing I asked you guys. All
right. Say it. No, I already said mine.
Like, that was like
I
how you were starting you the said conversation. Chito, right?
All right, you say yours.
I want to hear about my
I got answers. Chito, too.
All right, so it's unanimous.
It's because Ecuador is going through some shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
It's honestly for me, bro. I became a fan when we went to go see
him.
After we went to go see him and shit, I'm like,
right, he liked how all the smoke became weed. That's what he liked. As soon as Chito came out,
like,
that
who do you like in this fight?
You said Chito.
You like Chito too?
Who you got, Byron? You gonna make this unanimous or no?
I'm gonna go with O'Malley, bro.
Oh shit.
Even though I like Chito too, but
he said rainbow hair got it.
The way he beat like Aljuzo, that shit wasn't impressive to me.
I hope he comes out with the Ecuador.
And I like
again.
The kid, but he's just not that impressive to me. He feels like a type of fighter that the UFC has popped up.
Yeah, bro, he's a plant,
bro. He's playing ball.
He's a UFC plant, bro.
He's playing ball.
Bro.
Yeah, bro, he's a UFC plant, bro.
You know what? In a sense, I don't disagree with you guys because you know he's one of the I think one of the two or. One of the few that have came out from the Contender Series that is now a champion. Him and Jamal Hill, I believe, are the two that came out of the Contender Series and now they're champions.
And that's why they're being propped up because they need those fighters that go through that little path
give them hope and be like, man, you can make it too.
You can be
this is
balls,
all propaganda.
And you dye your hair and you're not
I still think Jamal Hill gets his ass knocked out next month either way.
Of course. But
why do you think the fan base?
It might not even happen, brother.
Why do you think the fan base was not happy?
It might not happen. And then the worst thing about it is that when it happens, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So you know, I got Chito winning. I really hope that happens. Not because I don't like Sean or anything like that, but I just feel like
you don't like Sean, bro.
You don't like Sean
because he has a Hispanic girlfriend and he cheats.
And he called himself a Mexican when he's not.
All because his daughter's Mexican.
Yes, man.
Yeah. So that's one there.
I like how they asked him that question. So how are you Mexican? He's like, well, my daughter and wife are.
Hey, Lisa says she's Salvadorian because she's been to El Salvador. So
false. Sorry.
You know why she said that she had Salvadorian in her and created life with. So is she Salvadorian? So women are strange creatures.
So. I saw his video recently.
What video did you see recently?
There's a lot of videos we see every day.
I like to call it, especially right now with TKO Group and the WWE and the UFC merging. Because something we saw about a week ago.
Do you
ago
mean
or so.
Endeavor owns all these companies?
Denver doesn't own these companies. And Denver, TKO owns these companies now. Yes. Denver, I don't know.
Did Endeavor get sold?
I don't know what. Well, they're part of TKO now.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Fuck.
Michael Chandler was at.
360 deal, bro.
Michael Chandler was at the WWE Raw event here in Anaheim. So we saw that kind of collaboration go down and whatnot. But we also are seeing how involved The Rock is right now, especially with this latest thing.
She doesn't have a movie to film, bro.
But there is, so this video that I saw.
There's nothing new to fucking do. He's like, I've done every remake that I can do. But what else should I fucking do?
Have you
go
seen,
back to WWE and fuck some shit
still
up.
Part of the UFC? Have you seen the TKO deal though? What happened when that conglomerate came together? Did you see what happened there, Enzo?
Huh?
Did you see what happened there? He got his rights. He got the naming rights to The Rock after
that
deal. Yeah,
because guess what happened to his boy?
Got the boot.
Why?
But my point to this is that the video that I was seeing was about
Manning got out, huh? Got him out, huh? It's all a plot.
He probably was the one that pulled the rug from under him. Like, I've been knowing this for years, but I stayed quiet because now it's time to buy this shit myself.
So he's a minority stake owner in TKO?
Nah, now he's fucking talking. Yeah, it's that. And then now he put himself on the board of WWE.
Mm. And they gave him the naming rights to The Rock. So that's
that,
all
no,
so
motherfucker,
that's
they,
The Rock got him out.
He took that shit. And for yes, I'm
so he's been plotting this for years.
I'm sure
this
of
has
it.
All been a story of
sure
revenge.
Of it. It's also,
but
it's
being the
like,
funny guy in the movies and
like
getting that
about
money
the bloodline.
Was just to replace Manny.
Replace Manny.
If it was planned for years.
So know your role and shut your mouth.
I like Kane's sound. Yeah, yep. I know, but I can't do the.
So I feel like this is part of the resurgence of the WWE because the
video
just
need
was,
to like have Kane and Undertaker have a baby somehow and then
that's nasty.
Take her, Kane Taker. Ooh, like that.
The video that I saw was talking about.
I mean,
how,
just look at The Rock. He has his daughter in there, fucking Dustin Rhodes. I mean, I think Dusty Rhodes. Who?
That's his daughter.
Somebody in there has some fucking kids in there.
Man. Yeah, right. So let me finish explaining this. So the video that I saw was talking about how this time The Rock coming out in WWE is not all about. He's not coming out because before he would come out with his shoes, he'd come out with Under Armour, all his stuff that he's promoting, and like these latest videos that I saw that he came out in more of his attire that he was when he was in the WWE.
Not
yeah,
really.
With the Brahma Bull and with the Versace thing and all that stuff. So the video was explaining how like
he never came out with Versace back then. First of all, he came out with the black shirt.
He came out with that fucking
silky shirt.
That it was
silky
a silky shirt, but
yes,
it wasn't
that,
Versace. But this
that,
shit now looked like some shit like
that
level.
Silky shirt though that he brought
he said,
out.
Let me get a silky shirt. That's Versace
yes,
now, and
this,
I was like,
but it's
and like you gonna you, know it's Versace because of
the
shit that
video. I'm telling you because the video brings up both pictures and it's like identical. Yeah, maybe
yeah,
now it's
saying,
Versace
it's
one.
Like back then it was just like
the video's explaining how. Because
like damn, back then
the
getting
Rock,
Versace was
how
like
the Rock
damn.
Rock is more bought into it that he's not coming on to the WWE just to like make an appearance
yes,
or to promote something or anything like that. It's more about like him being a heel in the WWE again, all that stuff. So,
but he had to be because he had a run with the. It, this is one thing about wrestling. In wrestling,
of course.
They go based off what the crowd gives you, the energy they're giving you based off the storyline you're doing. So if the storyline is not being bought over by the crowd and they're not getting the
so they don't think it's real
type shit.
Mm.
If it doesn't feel real to them and they don't buy into the storyline, they'll start booing you and you'll get all this shit, right? Mm. So what Rock did, and this is one of his
Rock.
Let's get that. What The Rock did, what Dwayne Johnson did, was lean into the heel factor because they didn't fuck with it. And then he spun that motherfucker so nice that now I'm watching that shit again like, damn, what
right?
The fuck?
That's my point.
Oh, shit. If I just, I'm
hey,
it's
not the same.
It's not, but it still gives you something to... It just and he's buffer as fuck.
The
so
steroids are getting to him.
It just feels like nostalgic, you know.
Yeah,
like,
it is for sure.
And it almost makes me feel like Enzo, come here. It takes me back to when I was a kid and my dad calls me over to see Michael Jordan play, and I was like, Yeah, cool. And I run away like I don't give a fuck. Shit. So yeah, to see my son do that shit to me.
He's the Rock to Jordan.
Hey, bro. They're synonymous because of both the greatest.
In their fucking respective fields? Yes, bro. The Michael Jordan of the of fucking... Because Magic Johnson was...
the people's champ, hulking. Bro.
Yes, motherfucker. What are you talking about? You smell. All
right. So with that being said,
he don't smell out the Rockies cookie. Never did.
So with that being said, never did.
Undertaker, man.
With
he's,
that,
he's such a
hey, yo, Manny. So tell me what you think about the Rock.
What I? It doesn't matter what you think about the Rock.
He would do that, bro. What? He would do that.
What?
He would be like. He'd be like. He'd be here to ask you what? Like what you think. But like, it doesn't matter. Nah, but like, okay. So with this being said, do you think Ryan Garcia is playing the same boat? Do you think that all these antics we're seeing on social media?
So you're saying,
that
Ryan Garcia is using the WWE type trolling in the boxing world right now?
Yeah, he's trying to be the heel, right?
Everybody, definitely fitting into being. Because
think
heel.
About it. Think about it.
He I smoke. Yeah, I drink. And I love Jesus. What? That's what he said. So he's feeding into the heel.
And then on all these antics we've been seeing the last, 72 hours.
People, is Ryan Garcia La Raza? No, he is not La Raza.
But they've been asking them that question for like, since that question that was actually asked when he was fighting against Gervonta Tank. So it's been, this is a question that's been asked. And any fighter that's Mexican American,
by his own people.
Any fighter that's Mexican American, they'll say that same thing for, you know, because they used to say that about Golden Boy. So, yeah. And now look where Golden Boy's at, living in the mountains, of Las Vegas, with a young Hispanic woman.
So
that we know of.
The latest thing that I saw today about Ryan was he's saying that he doesn't have access to his Instagram accounts, that he's okay.
They will Wendy Williams your ass really fast.
He didn't have access to his bank accounts after saying that he's a billionaire.
But he's going to see $1 billion this year is what he said.
We're saying everybody's name in this motherfucking way. Can't say Miss Williams.
Okay. Do you think the Ryan fight happens next month?
Why wouldn't
he?
This is to sell
he
tickets.
He tweeted and he said, we're selling tickets. It's still on as far as I know.
I think this is all just bullshit for us to be intrigued to watch the fight. Because,
me too.
In a sense, which if you're going to be completely honest, I fuck with Ryan and I want him to win. I do. But as time has gone on, he's not evolved as a boxer. Or even that as maybe a fighter. He's evolved as out of the boxing ring personality that people like to watch.
He should have stepped away from boxing a long time ago.
But then what are you going to do?
To me,
because everything that he's doing.
If you ask me about Ryan Garcia, I did not mean Ryan Garcia because of boxing. I meant Ryan Garcia because he was an Instagram.
But what was he doing on Instagram?
Boxing. He was just punching people.
But boxing with boxing gloves, exactly.
But,
if it wasn't punching people, it was him on the speed bag going hella fast on it.
But if boxing,
and I never saw, a boxing and I personally never saw him like, oh, you're just a YouTuber. I saw him like. You're a boxer that does YouTube.
No, but a boxing...
Yeah, I saw him as an Instagram guy.
But a boxing fan will see... Like, you've watched his fights, like, even in the beginning. Because he was on the under... Nah, because, like,
famous on Instagram.
That's you. You're not a boxing fan. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about a boxing fan. Like, somebody that's going to watch what's on ESPN, what's on FS1, whatever's on that's boxing. That's where you'll see him in the beginning stages, and that's where he was. So, like, you see it. He's on the undercards of bigger fights, shit like that. And you hear names.
He was on undercards of Canelo cards.
Right. And then you start seeing the kid's face and he's like, oh shit, this kid's like a pretty boy. Like, what the fuck is he doing fighting type shit? Then as Instagram becomes what it is now, he's also evolved with it. And now he's using that shit. He's seen what 6ix9ine could do with it, doing what 6ix9ine, basically doing what 6ix9ine is doing, but as a boxer.
Mm-hmm. Basically. And if you look at his history,
why you see him that way.
This kid was also.
What does 6ix9ine do?
The troll, bro. What are you talking about? That's how fucking 6ix9ine blew up, being a troll.
Okay, that's what you mean.
And when it comes to his history and all that stuff, like he's not like Jake Paul again. That he was on YouTube influencer and he got into boxing. No, this dude was born into that stuff. He started boxing since he was a little kid.
That's why there's there's this whole in a sense beef with Devin Haney's because they've had like three amateur fights.
Six.
Since they were kids, all the way up to like it's
3-3 each. They both won 3-3. So
you know, so like
this would be at the professional level, and it's for like the ultimate bragging rights. Like
one thing that I think I don't know who
is definitely getting personal up there, man.
Who is he with? He was on Eric Hoanestein recently, and one thing that I do want to give him credit for, that like, for example, that fight with Tank Davis and all that stuff. I feel like he was one of that fight, for example, like just think about how many people like came and saw that fight because of the hype behind it, because it was two big names in boxing getting together.
So that's what the fan base had wanted for years.
You know what I mean? But it's also something that it's like we weren't seeing in boxing a whole lot. He did it. Then we got the Terrence Crawford fight with Errol Spence.
I mean, the last mega fight we got before that was maybe Conor McGregor and Mayweather.
You know?
And before that, it was Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
So it had been some time in between those last big mega fights that...
He took a huge risk because he played by their rules. He did the weight cut way before all that type of stuff. That's the other thing about,
like, again, a boxing fan, you're going to understand...
A-side.
Like, A-side.
No, B-side. For sure. I understand that. But again, it's a risk that he took and all that stuff that in a sense, I respect and I like him as a boxer because he did stuff that a lot of people aren't doing right now. You know what I mean? And it's like, and I feel it was like also kind of, it stirred up a resurgence in boxing that now we're starting to see, you know, bigger and better fights in the boxing world. Like, for example, I hope that at some point at the end of the year we get that Canelo fight with Benavidez or I don't know if there's this other cat that they're talking about that's actually a Mexican fighter too that would actually give him some trouble and whatnot. But those are type of things that we weren't getting in boxing, and I feel like Ryan kind of reintroduced it, you know. And then even with this fight with Devin Haney, it's a big fight because those are two big names and whatnot. And we've talked about this, how that
Ryan won that fight, but Ryan lost that fight. So he was a part of it, but he didn't introduce it.
Oh, yeah.
When I introduced it, was definitely Tank.
I said reintroduced it. But, like, yeah, he was a part of it. But, for example, this fight right now, a big detail about it is he's technically the A-side, is he not? Ryan is? It's a Golden Boy fight. Devin Haney's not with WBC. In this fight, he's contractually not with them anymore.
WBC is the fucking the actual.
But
the
he's
not with PBC.
I'm sorry, about PBC. Yeah, so he had a contractual obligation with them before this fight. But this fight is
Devin's an independent fighter. He promotes himself. That's the genius of Devin and his dad off the like as a businessman, because this is part of a business, being a promoter and all that. Who you sign to? So he does one fight deals with each promotion, whichever promotion is gonna give him the best. So he did the deal he signed with right now to make this fight happen was with Golden Boy. Mm-hmm. That's why you see in the presser, it's not nobody else. It's
Golden Boy.
It's Oscar. Yes, the Golden Boy. Eddie Hearn's only there as like introducing. What's his name? Introducing, yeah. The, you know, both fighters. In other cases, you will see if he would have signed with PBC,
would it be Eddie Hearn?
It'd be Eddie. That's DAZN. With PBC, it would have been. Fuck, what's that other guy's name? Like the Watson brothers, the black dudes and stuff, mm-hmm. like people that are on the Tank team on that side. But I don't know, bro. Like, I want Ryan to win.
But with that being said, wouldn't you say that Ryan's the A side in this fight?
Yeah, definitely because of Golden Boy, yeah. But as a boxer, Devin's a better boxer right now. Like boxer wise,
what did you say? Also,
knockout power. Ryan has the one KO punch that will knock you
as
out.
As of the last couple of fights of Devin Haney's, we've had said on this podcast that he's a boring fighter, though.
He's definitely a boring fighter, but that's because he's boxing. He's doing Olympic style boxing in the pros, so he's just getting the points off jabs and moving. Yeah, and
that being said, it's funny because he also talked about how like they made a bet that Devin will knock out Ryan in the first round.
And then Ryan said he would quit. He would retire, boxing yeah. if that happened.
So that's why again all this going on and just makes me feel like, man, is Devin Haney gonna try to do that?
Did you see what we just posted this weekend yesterday about him being killed and shit and all this shit?
Why are fans accusing Ryan of being on strong substances?
What do you mean? It's because
trying to make it nice.
Somebody accused him of being on cocaine. I think it was Devin, but I don't know. I personally don't think he's on cocaine. I think he's drinking, and him smoking also is probably affecting his voice because he did not talk like how he's talking now. It's kind of interesting to see him.
Yeah. That whole LAPD video was weird.
But you didn't know what it was about?
I didn't understand it.
So it was about when he was on a horse, how the horse was allowed to, because they didn't want to shut down the whole Hollywood street for him to bring the horse into where he was going. Because it was at like one of the clubs down there, like a Belasco type club.
Oh, wow.
So what they did was you could go through an alley and do that, but no, you can't be on. And then that's what they agreed on. That's basically what they
did. It was just a really random video and weird thing. But yeah, like I feel like all that at the end of the day is just a distraction. I'm hoping that on April 20th in Brooklyn in the Barclays Center, Ryan can shock the world.
What I find interesting is how many like he's had, like even for that entrance, he had all these women and all these girls. And then after that presser, he had been posting mad different girls. Oh, you're my wife. Oh, you, she said yes. Or all this stuff about different women. And then I saw a whole podcast where you're with Pat Bet David and you're talking about how you believe in God and what he's done to you and all this stuff. So it's like, and then today, yesterday at the service that I was at, how they, you know, the sermon that I was talking about, you know, impersonating God and trying to be like him, but then that you'll be caught as imposters too. So it's like, don't be an imposter type vibe. And I was like, it's funny how what I'm seeing him do, and we all fall short from the glory of God, don't get me wrong, but it's just interesting how that's where people gravitate to and talk smack. But then Devin's also, he's not an angel. He's done stuff that he, and he's a Muslim. So it's like, I don't know, man. I want to see the fight already. All this drama has just made me want to watch the fight. So they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And whether it be a distraction, like you say, or whether it be a lure to gravitate you to watch the fight, let's get it. I want to watch a boxing fight.
This will be the week after UFC 300, so we get blessed in the fighting community with two back-to-back events, really good ones.
It's on 420, right?
Yep. Yeah, that was on 420.
It's on Hitler's birthday.